SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Sarah Prestwich. I'm a proud Burrabarrongul Gunnamagal Darug woman. I live out on Darawal land, or grew up on Darawal land, I should say, because I currently live in London.
Wow. And you're back in Australia now because you're in a performance which is coming up.
Yes. So I am performing the title role of Pa Wang in Pa Wang Lifts the Sky with Victorian Opera. So currently in Melbourne at the moment in rehearsals for that, which is going wonderfully.
Amazing. And can you tell us a little bit more about your role in this production?
Of course. So actually, the way that it came up was that Deborah Cheatham Freyon actually wrote the role, the title role of Pa Wang for me many years ago in 2020. But unfortunately, because of the pandemic and my studies in the UK, I wasn't able to come back and perform the role, which was really sad. But I'm so grateful to be back here now and honoured to finally get to do this role that was written for me.
And I'll just go back a little bit. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about like your background and journey into the world of opera and performance?
Yeah, so I think that I come from a long line of Yellamundi or storytellers. However, I was raised by two hardcore rock and roll fans. So the journey into opera was certainly left field, to say the least. As a young kid, I always loved singing. I was in the Australian youth choir. I had piano lessons, sang musical theatre, but I always wanted to be like the next Casey Chambers or Delta Goodrum, that kind of music. It really wasn't until someone in high school, a teacher, suggested, hey, you should have a look at classical music. And my parents jumped straight to Google and found me a teacher that happened to be an opera singer. And so I dragged my parents to my first opera and theirs. And honestly, I remember sitting in the audience just thinking, man, this is epic. You know, the wash of the orchestra and the amazing costumes. And I mean, the sheer fact that they're not singing with microphones. I just thought this is 100% what I want to do. So I just, you know, I had my eyes set on going to Sydney Conservatorium, and I got in to the music education degree, and I actually studied to be a music teacher, a classroom music teacher, as well as obviously doing classical voice on the side of that. And during those years, I did a lot of work with Koori Radio. I taught at Dharma Festival. I did a lot of outreach programs, and I was introduced to Deborah Cheatham Freyon, who was an incredible mentor for me and turned out to be probably one of my greatest champions. From that moment forward, I've done a lot of work with Short Black Opera. And of course, in 2020, I got into the Royal Northern College of Music. I was really blessed to get a full scholarship, and I couldn't have done it without one. And of course, the Martin Bequest Travelling Scholarship, which helped a lot as well through the Council of the Arts. And I've just been freelancing for the last couple of years in London, and I'm working with companies such as Opera Holland Park. Just feeling really lucky to be brought back home now to do this role.
Yeah, such an amazing journey. And living overseas, like you've been living in the UK, what's that like? What's that experience like? And being so far from home and family, but also getting to like live your dreams and, you know, live overseas and do all these amazing things. What's that like, that experience like for you?
Yeah, I think unfortunately there is kind of a bit of a prevailing idea that international recognition leads to a unique credibility here in Australia and opens up more opportunities here in Australia. And I think particularly because of my work with Short Black Opera and my outreach work and advocacy work, I really saw that it was really important for me to, or an opportunity for me to set a powerful example for other Indigenous artists. So I I really hoped that by venturing overseas, I'd be able to be a testament for, you know, leaving one's country to explore and refine whatever it is that you know, whatever path anyone's going on, to, you know, to go over and pursue that career and then come back and share it with others. I think the coaches and the opportunities overseas are just enormous. I mean, we obviously live on an island over here, so it's much harder to get to Europe and have that kind of accessibility and visibility to the rest of the world. And as an opera singer, that's really important. And just kind of, I guess, being in the places where a lot of these, I guess, more mainstream and traditional operas, opposed to not contemporary operas, were written, it's really cool to be over there and learn the craft from the birthplace, I guess.
And you mentioned that, you know, you're really passionate about music education for First Nations people and being, yeah, you know, an advocate and also like a mentor. And you did mention a little bit about the work that you've done with Short Black Opera. Can you tell us a little bit more about that side of it and also what it's like to, you know, be that mentor and support for other First Nations people that might want to get into what you're doing?
Yeah, of course. So I think I've always really just enjoyed giving music to people, whether that be in education or as a performer. I think giving music where it's absent is really important. And, you know, the benefits of music are really too good for people to not be exposed to it. That's always been a really big passion of mine. When I was at Sydney University, I initiated the very first Sydney University Indigenous Ensemble. And we had the privilege of working with Uncle Richard Green, the late Uncle Richard Green, who, you know, is a brilliant, brilliant man. And I had my first experience singing in language with him, and I learnt a lot from working with him. And from there, as I said, I did some work at Koori Radio working with First Nations songwriters as well, up-and-coming songwriters. And then had the opportunity to go to Garma Festival, where, you know, I got to teach out on the Red Sand, which was a lifetime opportunity and experience. With Short Black Opera, we do a lot of brilliant work with young musicians, both instrumentalists and singers. And it's, yeah, really important about giving them the music education and the musical opportunities. And hopefully so that we can have more of us on stages. I think there's very few of us working with the big opera companies in Australia, and I'm lucky to be sharing the stage with a few First Nations artists this year. But, of course, it would be amazing to have a full cast of us.
Yeah, it would be amazing. And you're, you know, obviously someone that people will be looking up to and hopefully aspiring to get to where you've gotten to in your career. But just circling back now to Pawang Lifts the Sky, you are in rehearsals at the moment. And how's that going in the lead up to the premiere night?
It's going so well. And yesterday we had the opportunity to go out onto country, which was an incredible experience. And I'm not sure if you are aware, but Pawang Lifts the Sky is based on a Wadawurrung Dreamtime story, the creation story. And so we were able to get out there on country and see these significant sites and hear more about the story and, of course, see Bundle, the creator's final resting place as well. And I mean, today in rehearsals we worked on the final scene, the Council of the Birds, and I got really emotional because I think just having that context, it was a really powerful moment to sing that today after having been out on country, and just to have really the whole cast, all the creatives, the entire team, media, everyone was there from Victorian Opera out on country. And I thought that was a really, really special moment for us.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. And I guess what do you hope, you know, the audience will take away from this production when they see it and getting to experience it?
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, Pawang Lifts the Sky, it is a First Nations story, but it's also it's a very Australian story. We've all heard the magpies in the morning. We've all probably experienced being swooped by a magpie.
And definitely.
Just hearing stories about how that, you know, the relation to that with the Wadawurrung First Nations creation story and how that ties in with that. I think there's lots of fabulous little jokes in there and obviously some stunning music, and I think it's going to be hard for anyone to not walk away having had a really good time.
Yeah, and the production kicks off from the 10th of May running through to the 18th of May at Malthouse Theatre in Nam, Melbourne, for anyone who'd like to see it. But Sarah, thank you so much for joining me on NITV Radio, and all the best with the shows coming up, and hopefully I can get down to see it as well, because I'd love to come and watch.
Yes, that would be brilliant. And also I just want to obviously give a big shout out to any mob that wants to come down. Obviously we have mob ticks available too, so you can use that code via the Victorian Opera website or the Malthouse Theatre website as well, using the code MOBTICKS in the promotional code section. So come along.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And it was so great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.